This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you look in the Quran, what you can find really is some points, they are like main pillars of the surah. What you call Amud. Amud means, like, you know, when Arab people used to live in the tents. So in the tents, they used to have pillars. That's how tents stand. And one used to be the main pillar in bit. That's Amud. So every tent will have main pillar, Amud. So similarly, every surah of the Quran has got Amud, main pillar. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَسَ Amud basically is As-Samad. It is As-Samad. This As-Samad must be understood properly. This is Samad really, which is never understood actually by the philosophers and by the those Muslim sects which are well known in Aqeedah. I don't want to criticize everybody in the world because people always think that I keep criticizing the people. But truth really is when you read the Quran, you really become so angry that Allah, when you read about Allah from the Quran, so powerful, with you all the time, helping you, you rely on Him, you ask Him, you know, everything with Him. When you read Allah of the books of Aqeedah and theology, dead, no life there. It is just discussion, no argument, nothing is there. You don't feel that, you know, you rely on Him. Samad is so powerful. You can say Samad really has come to give you right understanding of your Lord. What Samad means? So Samad basically means, like for example, sometime in the sea, there's a big rock, very big, huge rock. So in the past, when people used to have ships and boats, so sometime, you know, they used to tie the ships and boats with the rock. To basically take refuge to the rock, you know, and the rock is never tied to anything else. The rock is so firm, so it sea cannot move it. But all the ships, they need to rely on that rock. So that okay, Samad means. Samad also used to mean Arabic language. When people used to fight in the war, so there will be some people, they're so strong in the fighting and the army, if you are close to them, you feel protected. You say, oh, I'm fighting next to Khalid Walid. If you're next to Khalid Walid, you say, next to basically, like Samad. So that Arab people call Samad. If you're fighting and you are next to a child, tell me what will happen. You'll be so much scared next to a coward person. You'll be scared. But if you're fighting and next to you is Khalid Walid, next to you is, you know, Dharar ibn Azwar, next to you is Khawla ibn Azwar, next to you is people like Amr ibn As, next to you are people, you know, great companies like Umar Khattab. These people, when you're fighting, then you feel so protected and you feel really so much confidence. That how Arab used to call us Samad. So Samad also used to be that big man in the war that was so brave, strong, and has courage. He does not fear anybody. Does not need any reliance. He can fight alone. Khalid Walid sometimes used to say, send me alone. He can fight an army alone. That's what Samad is. And everybody else can rely on them. So that's Samad. Samad basically is the one who does not rely to anyone, but everyone relies on him. Everybody needs him. Without him, you basically cannot survive. That Samad means Allahu Samad.